WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A federal appeals court order means D.C. will not be able to enforce its strict concealed carry gun law starting late next week. The court has declined to reconsider a ruling blocking enforcement of the law, which was aimed at making it difficult for gun owners to get a concealed carry permit. In July, a three-judge panel of that court ruled that the D.C. law infringes on residents' Second Amendment rights. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price is going to reimburse U.S. taxpayers for his use of private jets. But Price's job may still be in jeopardy.
Sources tell CNN that Price's partial repayment for his flights is not helping his case with the president, but that Mr. Trump is not yet ready to fire his health secretary, although names of possible replacements are being floated.
Correspondent Joe Johns. There were no national anthem protests before the Packers-Bears game last night.
Fans at Lambeau Field could be heard shouting USA, USA as the American flag was rolled out before the Star-Spangled Banner, and both Packers and Bears players stood and locked arms during the anthem. Some fans followed quarterback Aaron Rodgers' request and locked arms in the stands, Green Bay hoping for a moment of unity in the wake of several protests by players around the league in response to President Trump's comments last week. The president has suggested NFL owners fire any player who protests, and many are expected to kneel during the anthem on Sunday. I'm Joe Ramsey.
A new law takes effect in Maryland on Sunday that'll make it easier for drivers trying to clear their records.
Maryland's Motor Vehicle Administration used to require drivers who have violations on their license to apply to have them expunged. But starting October 1st, the MVA's Chrissy Neiser says eligible offenses will be automatically removed.
It only looks at suspensions that are driver safety related. So if there's a suspension on your record related something like child support, it will not prevent your driving record from being expunged.
Neiser says the change will help more than 600,000 Marylanders, especially those trying to apply for a new job. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Police in Mumbai, India say 22 people were killed and dozens injured in a stampede at a crowded rail station. Authorities are still investigating exactly what started the stampede during the Friday morning rush hour. In the final few weeks before Virginia elects a new governor, the head of the state GOP is optimistic. John Whitbeck says while Democrat Ralph Northam has been focusing more on fundraising lately, Republican Ed Gillespie will continue actual campaigning throughout the Commonwealth, especially in areas that may prove more challenging.
Fairfax, you know, obviously the Democrat-controlled county, it's a Democrat-majority county, but we, in terms of our voter contacts and all the things that we have to do to win, we're way ahead of our goals for that. We're bringing a lot of good data.
Whitbeck spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor Show. Coffee aficionados, your annual holiday is here. Today is National Coffee Day. But you might consider celebrating by grabbing a clean mug to take to the office.
Experts say up to 90% of our office coffee mugs are loaded with germs. The culprit? Kitchen sponges that are rarely changed. The study was first published in the journal Dairy, Food, and Environmental Sanitation out of New York's Cornell University. Hundreds of bacterial strains have been identified, including E. coli. Researchers say you should probably take your mug home each night and put it through your dishwasher. Happy National Coffee Day. I'm Bill Michaels.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,381. The Nasdaq at 64.53. Sports, the Nats open their final series of the regular season with a win over Pittsburgh. The O's were idle. Thursday night football, Green Bay beats Chicago. NHL preseason, the Caps visit Carolina tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall has arrived. That means shorter days and cooler temperatures for the DMV.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through here.
For Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger.
Depend on WMAL.
No money down, no interest, and no payments until March 2018 at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Throughout September, you can choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until March 2018. Save huge on energy now with Infinity from Marvin Altrex Fiberglass Windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right? The Window Man can.
The Window Man.
financing program with approved credit. Not all applicants will be approved.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 South Rockville down to the lane divide here. That's where we see some heavy traffic. In fact, I was just going to tell you about the two-car crash, second lane from the right, but looks like they're moving on, so this is good news. So fire and rescue units not at the scene, and the car's moving. So again, 270, we still have the volume, but lanes are open. Very happy to pass that news along. Now, part of the problem, why we had that fender bender, is you're coming down toward that stretch, and you're hitting delays to get onto the 270 spur past Democracy Boulevard to merge onto the Beltway. At that point, that's where we had a crash, and that's over to the shoulder. So watch heading up to that volume. On the top side, College Park and Silver Spring, stop and go with us this morning. Notice that the freeway was getting a little bit heavy, and that's due to the crash now. Westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Watch coming off the 11th Street Bridge. And Centerville, northbound 28, as you come up to 66, crash cleanup was along the left side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little cooler this morning than yesterday morning. Sunshine 75 later. Tonight mainly clear, 59 for the overnight low. Outside the Beltway will be cooler. Sun and clouds 70 tomorrow. On Sunday, mostly sunny, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Haymarket, 51 in Bethesda, 59 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The Health and Human Services Secretary promises to reimburse the government for his private jet travel. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Well, good morning. It's Friday. Chipper up there. Let's do, we've got coming up here Joe Concha from The Hill at 7:15. Going to break down everything that's going on in the media, especially all this coverage actually of Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. I want to talk a little bit about that with him. And then at 8:35 this morning, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel joins us to break down the week in politics. He had a very interesting interview with Tom Price yesterday. Find out what he said as well. Vince Collin is here alongside Mary Walter.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang has been tied to brutal murders across Virginia. Ralph Northam's policy? Northam cast a deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let illegal immigrants who commit crimes back on the street, increasing the threat of MS-13. Ralph Northam, weak on MS-13, putting Virginia families at risk.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I sponsored this ad.
All right, and that ad obviously released by the campaign for Ed Gillespie attacking Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam. And here to join us to discuss that is Laura Vizzella with the Washington Post. She's a co-author of a piece in the Washington Post about that ad and the overall gubernatorial race. Laura, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Hi, good morning.
So that sounds like a very, very powerful ad. Is this going to help or hurt Ed Gillespie? A lot of accusations there.
It's interesting. He rolled out a very similar ad, I guess it was about a week ago, and initially that one was just airing in rural parts of the state, and some people thought, okay, this is an effort to reach Trump voters and to take a harder line on immigration and appeal to them. But since then, he's unveiled this one, which is only running in Roanoke, but he took his original one statewide. So it's running in Northern Virginia. It's running very heavily here in Richmond. And I think there's an indication there that he thinks this could play well with swing voters as well as the Trump voters.
Well, it's already being blasted as racist and inflammatory by Latino groups and, of course, Democrats.
Right, and Fact Checker found the original ad misleading as well, and they were a little, I want to say sheepish, or at least less open about releasing this ad than is typical. Usually it comes with a press release, and they're bragging about airing a new ad. This time they just put it on the air out there and didn't announce it, and that might be because of the previous criticism, or it might be because they're just too busy.
Yeah, well, they still bought advertising. They posted it to their YouTube channel. They're not trying to make a secret of the fact that they're advertising. But as you look at this, I wonder, first of all, the criticism that it's racist. I mean, if you're taking on MS-13 directly, it's a little hard to try and find some empathy for that organization. The other... go ahead, Laura, if you have a point on that. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Not at all. And I don't think anybody was criticizing that. Oh, gee, you're being hard on poor little MS-13.
They, right.
And the Post, and they note in their own stories that the Post has written a lot about the rise of that gang, and it's been linked to a number of terrible murders. I think the issue that was raised by a number of groups about the ad, including a fact checker thing, was the fact that it makes it sound as though Ralph Northam's vote put some of these people back on the street. You could certainly argue Sanctuary City policies, which Northam favors and Gillespie doesn't, could ultimately lead to,
yes,
more people being out on the street.
And Ed is, I think, making that case. It's interesting, as you assess the race here, compare it to, if you would, the primary, when you had Corey Stewart basically making immigration and MS-13 a centerpiece of his race. And now it seems that as this race is tied in Virginia virtually between Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam, he's decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tap into some of those voters that that care sincerely about immigration problems in the state. Is that the play here?
Oh, absolutely. He's making a play for the Corey Stewart voters, who obviously almost handed him the nomination. But it is interesting, as he's taken this statewide, that he also thinks it could play well in, say, Northern Virginia suburbs, and as more of a soccer mom and dad, fear of crime kind of issue, as opposed to just hardcore Trump voters.
There's a lot that's made of the idea that Northam and Gillespie are sort of the more moderate figures in their own parties. Do you sense in any way, assessing the state of Virginia, that this will take Gillespie away from the position of being a moderate, so-called moderate, and will at the same time maybe have a harmful effect to his support?
Well, it definitely is, because it's so hard-hitting, and because, at least in the view of the fact-checkers, it's stretching things a bit. It could turn off the swing voters. It is not without risk to take this kind of message to Northern Virginia. And it's certainly at odds with Gillespie's record in the past. He spent a long time trying to make the Republican Party appeal to a big tent kind of audience, and as a lobbyist, he lobbied for Tyson Foods and helped them with amnesty proposals, that sort of thing, and so with their immigrant workforce. So it's definitely a shift for him and a harsher tone. It's funny, he was at a couple forums last night, and when talking about crime, he did talk about maybe we should bring back that federal Project Exile thing. So he was, he brought up something,
yes,
hardline, but then he quickly shifted to very soft, almost Democratic sounding proposals about, well, we need to do more to make sure people have enough to eat before they get to school,
sure,
and not suspending so many kids in kindergarten. He even was talking about food deserts on a question about crime, and these were at two forums that were appealing to black,
yeah,
voters,
and he made sanctuary cities a big part of that last debate too. Mary?
Yeah, in the last minute that we have here, October 4th, Hillary Clinton will be a featured guest at a fundraiser for Northam. Man, what does this do for him? Does he really want her there?
Well, that definitely could cut both ways as well. I mean, obviously, the Republicans have put out a message saying she's back or something like that. So that definitely could be a negative for people. but it could also bring in more money. He does have quite a financial advantage over Gillespie right now. So we'll see if that widens it or if Gillespie pulls out the stops and pulls in some high-profile surrogates for himself.
All right, Laura, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Thanks for making us smarter. It's Laura Vizzella from The Washington Post. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
It is 7:15, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Virginia. Still with the crash, Centerville commuters need a little extra time here to try to get up to I-66. That's where the crash is. So northbound 28, sorry, ready to come up to 66. Still have the left lane of 3 blocked. Now on 66, it looks like lanes are open. I'm not seeing much of a delay out of Gainesville to get you past the first Manassas interchange, just past Business 234 below speed. A little bit better than normal, enjoying the Friday lighter trek into Centerville volume. And again, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. Now for 395, once you get by the landmark delays, pretty decent shape into town beyond. On to 95 north near the Fairfax County Parkway. That's where we had the crash on the shoulder there. For 270 southbound, as you're coming out of Gaithersburg, volume up ahead and quite slow and through Rockville onto the 270 spur. Initial crash after Democracy Boulevard was cleared. Then we had one in the backup and they quickly moved along. Nonetheless, bit of activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today lots of sun, but a high about 75 degrees, and tonight clear skies, low of 59. Tomorrow, except for a few afternoon clouds, it's going to be mainly sunny with a high near 70. And for Sunday, lots of sun, highs in the low 70s. Currently in our nation's capital, 59 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, welcome back. All right, so we want to cover what's going on in the media because it's an important week for it. It always is in the Trump administration. But we're helped to do that by Joe Concha of The Hill. He's a media reporter there. And, Joe, thanks again for joining Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. This week, we're focusing a lot now, all of a sudden, on Puerto Rico and somewhat the U.S. Virgin Islands. I want to start with Puerto Rico especially because it seems that the beginning of this week, there is all of this attention being turned towards what is President Trump doing with Puerto Rico. And unless I'm wrong, Joe, it really feels like he's not doing enough to help the brown people is sort of the subtext to all of this.
Oh, that's not a seems. I mean, there are actual tangible evidence quotes that support what you're feeling. Brian Fallon, who was the former Clinton spokesperson, is now a CNN contributor. He actually tweeted out that it was a racist response to the hurricane. In other words, not enough being done because these are people of different color. And Concha, you know, I have plenty of relatives that came from Puerto Rico, so I certainly took offense to that. This isn't like, and Trump's tried to explain this, but people don't seem to understand, you can't drive a truck there, and you can't get things there unless it's by plane or by boat, and you're talking about 3 or 4 million people, a territory that's bigger than Rhode Island and Delaware combined. I mean, this isn't like something, oh, we've done this before, why are you screwing it up? It's unprecedented.
Right.
And now I'm hearing John Avalon, CNN, said that this could be Trump's Katrina. So we've already made this political. Now, here's the thing. At the beginning of the week, no one was really talking about Puerto Rico. They were talking about Trump's tweets about the NFL. And then you look at the press briefing by Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Wednesday, and it took 34 questions before anybody asked anything about Puerto Rico.
And so, Joe, in that briefing, I think, it was when one of the reporters accused the White House of controlling the media or something. They were like, the question was like, how come we're not talking about Puerto Rico? Like, because you're the media. You get to pick what you write about. That's why you're not talking about it. And they're like, well, no, it's whatever the president says.
That's
really?
That's a great point. That's a great point. It was almost, we're hostage to what Trump says. We can't cover what we want to cover. Are you kidding me? I mean, Trump made that comment about the NFL, one comment in a very long speech, over an hour in Alabama, and the media decided to focus on that more than anything. They very easily could have focused on Puerto Rico like they should have, but instead they made it wall-to-wall Trump national anthem because it rated well, and it was a nice, cheap, easy debate that you could do on cable news for 7 days straight. So please, stop it. The fact that people think that in this business that they can't cover what they want to cover because the president is dictating it. No, you dictate what you want to write. I know I dictate what I want to write, and that's just nonsense.
Yeah, and along the same lines, in St. Thomas, we just played part of an interview in St. Thomas with Peter Bailey, and he was speaking to someone who has said that, look, CNN is looking for lawlessness, a journalist and producer, on how CNN was looking for lawlessness, actually, in St. Thomas, and when they were told, we're all getting along, they left.
Well, actually, Joe, I wanted you to hear this. Let me just play this for you real quick. Here's Peter.
I'm just going to be blunt. I'm a journalist. I worked at Time and Newsweek in these different places. I reached out to executive at MSNBC. I said, look, we're down here getting our hands. We're just down here in no man's land. He said, well, what is he over in Puerto Rico? I reached out to two reporters at CNN reporters down here asking about the lawlessness. He found none. He disappeared. I guess because we're a majority black place, they think we're going to be running around here with spears and stabbing each other when that's not happening.
So he says CNN shows up, they're looking for lawlessness, and he's like, that's not happening here. They were just looking for black people fighting each other. That's what he thinks of CNN.
Some of cable news is built on conflict, and some of it is manufactured. It's created. And I think what we saw, for instance, with Houston and Harvey, the way that, and in Florida for that matter, so many volunteers, people coming out, helping. It didn't matter what color you were. It was just people helping people. And it killed the whole narrative around we live in a horribly racist country where we just want to tear each other apart. Like, and we saw that with those two hurricanes. We saw that, obviously, in St. Thomas. That's great. And I just don't know what to say, really. I mean, CNN used to be such a great network. It's the reason why I got into journalism. Watch a movie called Live from Baghdad with Michael Keaton. It's incredible about the first Gulf War and CNN's work there. And now they've become so... I don't even recognize them anymore. I can't even put a characterization on it. But I think we all know what we're seeing. And now they don't even have, guys, any show in the top 20 in cable news and total viewers. Think about that. So don't think that this is working, because it ain't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to switch here and talk about Megyn Kelly and her very bad, awful week. Very bad, horrible, awful week. So she has the cast of Will and Grace on, and you've got Deborah Messing tweeting out afterwards, I had no idea it was going to be Megyn Kelly. We just thought it was going to be the Today Show. So like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. Then she's got Jane Fonda on, and she goes through this awkward interview with Jane Fonda about her plastic surgery. And then yesterday, she's interviewing Carly Lloyd, who is an American soccer player, Olympic gold medalist, and a member of the crew steps into the frame right on in front of the shot of Carly, and on an open mic very loudly whispers a word we can't say on the radio before shifting back out. It's just awful. She just cannot catch a break. What's going on here?
You have a media that is completely and totally invested in tearing Megyn Kelly down.
Yes.
I mean, there is no question about it. She has no fans. And then you say, well, as long as the fans support her, well, what fans? Who is her constituency? Because it ain't Trump fans, right? And a lot of liberals don't like her because she said that Santa was white on Fox News, or the fact that she's just from Fox News. So she is in an impossible position. And, you know, Deborah Messing, you didn't know you were going on with Megyn Kelly. She was being promoted for a week. When you're in the makeup room, you ever ask who's interviewing me? I mean, come on, that was a lame excuse.
Joe, maybe the elites don't watch the same television the rest of us do. I really appreciate you stopping by and giving us a breakdown of the media. We'll talk to you again real soon on that, sir.
Thanks so much, guys.
7:23 now on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Frederick or Thursday in Springfield. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
All right. All month, I have been telling you to look down. Look at your floor. Ask yourself how old that carpet really is. Look at the linoleum in your bathroom. Is it kind of yellowing? Maybe the tile in your kitchen, some of it's broken. I've been telling you that because you have 2 days, today and tomorrow, to get online and go to 50floor.com, because today and tomorrow, the last 2 days, they're going to give you 60% off. 60% off. So you get on there, you schedule an appointment. They'll come to you. They come to you on your time, on your schedule, and they bring the samples with them. You don't even have to leave your Barco Lounger. You can sit there and look at these samples right there in your home. And the great thing about that is you don't have to guess about how it's going to look in the light in your home or with your furniture or with your cabinets. They do it all for you. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile, you are going to love this. And on top of that, they've got a price match guarantee, so you're getting quality flooring and installation at an incredible price. So today and tomorrow, last 2 days, you get 60% off. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com and use the promo code WMAL. They're going to give you an additional $100 discount. That's 50floor50floor.com.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a zero-res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at zeroresdc.com. That's zeroresdc.com.
725, no WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Centerville commuters thinking, man, this Friday's tough. It's the crash that's causing this extra delay on 28 northbound, but it just cleared to the shoulder. So your travel lanes have been reopened. Northbound 28 after 29 Lee Highway, you come up to I-66. But nonetheless, out of Manassas Park, definitely feeling the effects of that. No problems to report currently on 66 as far as incidents. Heavy after the first Manassas, so you're okay out of Gainesville to get you to 234, then business 234 to Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. We're hung up a bit there. Southeast, Southwest Freeway coming off of the 11th Street Bridge, hung up to get past the 3rd Street Tunnel with the crash. Inbound Suitland Parkway, just some of that stop and go delay past Alabama Avenue. Crews tell me all lanes open there. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief, this fast acting foam, clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A north breeze ushering in cooler air. Good looking day today. Numbers already down this morning, and they'll be down from where they were yesterday as we go on through this Friday afternoon. A sunny 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 59 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
It's fall. Time to get ready, get focused, and gear up. Come to Cabela's Deer Classic and find great deals on the latest hunting gear and apparel. Save up to 20% on rifle ammo from Tullamo, Remington, and Hornady. Get $60 off Liberty Pro Vault Series gun safes and get $90 off a Cabela's Deluxe 8.7-inch slicer, plus $30 off Ruger LCP2 pistols. Fall is here. Don't miss Cabela's Deer Classic. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend GERD and other digestive disorders presented by Dr. Tom Roselle, D.C. on Wednesday, October 4th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Sonny Jurgensen. Got a confession to make. I let my wife drag me to one of those Mike Collins estate planning seminars. Like I don't have enough on my plate with a certain football team. Actually, it wasn't too bad. In fact, we both learned a whole lot about how to protect our kids and grandkids down the road and to take care of ourselves right now. So if you get one of Mike's invitations in the mail, go. I'm glad I did. Get all the information and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
IT orchestration stories from CDWG. A government agency needed to respond to more constituents with more workers in more places at once. So it turned to CDWG. CDWG orchestrated a mobility strategy featuring Dell Latitude notebooks that kept their people moving and their data safe. Mobility by Dell. IT orchestration by CDWG. Learn more at cdwg.com/Dell. CDWG, people who get it.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Hey, guess what? Did you know green eggs and ham? Sam, I am. It's apparently offensive. 7:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. The NRA calls it a victory for the Second Amendment rights of D.C. residents. A federal appeals court in Washington has declined to reconsider an earlier ruling by a three-judge panel overturning the city's concealed carry gun law, the law requiring those applying for a concealed carry permit to show a good reason why they need one. The Trump administration is pushing back against criticism that it's not moving quickly enough to get aid to Puerto Rico.
The problem isn't the amount of aid getting in, its distribution. That was the word from White House Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert, who said because local municipalities lost their ability to function, they've placed federal reps alongside local leaders now.
There's a kind of a dual priority going on in terms of power restoration, emergency power, and then blocking, clearing, pushing out of the way all the roads to open them up so we can get commodities delivered.
He said the president decided to take away any cost to Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands for 180 days. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
At least 22 people were killed and dozens injured in a stampede of passengers at a train station in Mumbai, India during the Friday morning rush hour. The Green Bay Packers and Chicago Bears continued the NFL's theme of unity during the national anthem last night. Both teams stood on the sidelines with locked arms before kickoff. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says they want to help further the conversation.
As much as some people want us to just shut up and play football and keep the politics to the politics, sports and politics have always intersected.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 22,381. The NASDAQ at 64,53. Sports sponsored by Liberty Mutual. Sean Doolittle blows a save, but the Nats rally to beat the Pirates. The O's were idle. They're in Tampa Bay tonight. Thursday night football, the Packers beat the Bears. NHL preseason, it's Caps Hurricanes tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Love is complicated. Buying a diamond shouldn't be. So our sales consultants are trained to make things easy. They explain diamond grading in a way that makes sense. And they demonstrate the differences so pricing becomes simple to understand. At Mervis Diamonds, your personal consultant will spend as much time as you like helping you select. That way, you get the right diamond. A fine quality diamond with natural beauty that cannot be tamed. The only thing our diamonds won't do is simply blend in. Each Mervis diamond makes its own statement. And all at a far, far lower price than you'd expect. At Mervis, you get ideal quality, old world service, and value not available anywhere else. That's why Mervis is the first name in diamonds. So if she loves diamonds, you'll love Mervis. Financing is available. Mervis Diamond Importers. Appointments preferred. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE or go online to mervisdiamond.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
headline after headline, night after night, more viewers are turning to ABC 7 News at 6, Washington's new top choice for local news at 6 p.m. Michelle Marsh, Jonathan Elias, ABC 7 News at 6, on your side weeknights.
Sooner or later, the humans are going to find us up here.
A new Marvel television series is coming to ABC.
We need to go to Earth now.
To our rightful home!
A royal family locked in an epic struggle.
You're talking about treason.
For control of their kingdom. Two brothers.
We will not let anyone stop us.
One throne.
Because nothing can keep us from being free.
Marvel's Inhumans special premiere.
Starting tonight at 8, followed by ABC 7 News at 11. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
This season, do your holiday shopping on us. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. The more you play using your M Life Rewards card, the more gift bucks you'll earn to redeem for monumental gifts. Like jewelry, electronics, even a car. Come in today and earn your own private shopping event. Now through November 7th. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, Landover, heading past FedEx Field. A little bit of volume here as you head inner loop southbound. The crash up ahead, right as you come on from 214 Central Avenue, had been blocking the right lane, moved again to the shoulder. So you do have your travel lanes open. Shouldn't cost you too much extra time if you're worried about seeing those brake lights there. Now, beyond to the Wilson Bridge. Slow down before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Crash reported as you approach the bridge span, so definitely seeing that jamming up a bit. Across the 11th Street Bridge, solid lineup now onto the freeway past the 3rd Street Tunnel for the crash cleanup. 66 westbound. Keep alert right as you come off the Beltway, an unusual backup right at Nutley Street. Accident confined to that far right lane. They do have that coned off. And in Centerville, northbound 28 at I-66, crash to the shoulder now. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A north breeze ushering in cooler air. Good looking day today. Numbers already down this morning, and they'll be down from where they were yesterday. As we go on through this Friday afternoon, a sunny 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Manassas, 51 in Kensington, 59 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Oh, coming up at 8:35. Wow, I can't believe what time it is already. I thought we had so much fun. Look at the time. It's 7:37.
We're running out of it.
Yeah, it's Brett Baer at 8:35 is going to be joining us from the Fox News Channel. You know what? He's going to give us a roundup of all the Capitol Hill news, and that is a good thing to get on your Fridays. I'm Mary Walter. That guy over there is Vince Collins.
Yes, indeed.
Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam. I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. Would you like them here or there? I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I am.
Thank you, Ted Cruz, bringing us up here. So if you're not familiar, that's a book entitled Green Eggs and Ham, for those of us learned people who've read Dr. Seuss books. That was Ted Cruz reading it in 2013, I believe. But this is incredible. Melania Trump, who that sweet woman who has, like, who goes around the country, she gets all this crap for everything. She was like, okay, we're going to, like, help out some libraries. You know, we're going to take care of them. It's National Read a Book Day. She had it. So they selected a school from every state. They were going to receive 10 Dr. Seuss books in recognition of National Read a Book Day. So that's the White House helping out some local libraries and said, we're going to send these Dr. Seuss books along. Well, it was going well until there's a librarian at a Massachusetts school that said that she's not interested at all in these books. She's declined to receive them from the First Lady. And she wrote an open letter, and an open letter is always a good way to express yourself, especially if you're looking for some attention. She wrote an open letter to Melania Trump on the Horn Books Family Reading Blog. And this woman decided, her name is Liz Phipps Soiro.
She said the following, quote, my students have access to a school library with over 9,000 volumes. And a librarian with a graduate degree in library science, she wrote, writing in the third person. Multiple studies show that schools with professionally staffed libraries improve student performance. Not sure Melania is actually debating that point, Ms. Soiro, but she is sending some books to you. You should take them. The Dr. Seuss books. She goes on to say, the books are cliche. She says she's upset. She says she writes condescendingly back to Melania Trump, who speaks like half a dozen languages. Quote, you may not be aware of this, but Dr. Seuss is a bit of a cliche, a tired and worn ambassador for children's literature. As First Lady of the United States, you have an incredible platform with world-class resources at your fingertips. The implication being she's failing to use the resources she has access to. So Melania just did everything wrong here, Mary.
Well, of course, because and she probably had the wrong shoes on when she did it. This woman, what the classy thing to do would have been to write a very nice thank you note to the First Lady. As you know, I'm a big fan of thank you notes. She should have written a very nice thank you note to the First Lady and said, fortunately, we're very blessed. We have a wonderfully staffed library. So I hope you don't mind that I took your books and I gave them to whatever the school, because their library is not as full as ours, and I thought that they would really appreciate the books. That's the classy way to do it, but liberals aren't classy. They're angry, and so hence the personal, the public temper tantrum.
Yeah, the hectoring librarian going back at Melania Trump here. She also has this criticism, which I found amazing. She said this. She pointed out that libraries across the country are being shuttered while schools in, quote, cities like Philadelphia, Chicago, and Detroit are suffering through expansion, privatization, and school, and then in quotes, choice with no interest in outcomes of children, their families, their teachers, and their schools. Are those kids any less deserving of books simply because of circumstances beyond their control? So she's saying, your books are stupid. You shouldn't send them to me. They're cliche, and you should send them to the kids in these schools because they're just dumb enough. They're perfect for this. Go to Chicago with your Dr. Seuss books. Don't send them to me here in Massachusetts.
And I think that, you know, if she really, which liberals, again, don't do, is she should probably, instead of working in such a wealthy area where she has such wonderful resources, she should take her exceptional skills as a librarian to one of those inner city schools and gift them with her gifts that she has of bringing reading to these poor underprivileged children. But she won't do that. She'd rather lecture other people.
Well, she has a graduate degree in library science, Mary. I don't know if you know that.
They still give those?
Yeah. I mean, like, look, somebody's got to know the Dewey Decimal System.
Which I do.
Okay, well, then you could have a graduate degree in library science.
I would love being in a library. It's quiet. I would love that. I love libraries. All right, you're a Dr. Seuss fan?
Love Dr. Seuss.
What was your favorite Dr. Seuss?
Let's see. Green Eggs and Ham, we read a lot. I'm doing a lot of Dr. Seuss reading these days.
Right.
Green Eggs and Ham, we love a lot. The Cat in the Hat Comes Back, I think, has a place of supreme existence in my heart. I love The Cat in the Hat Comes Back. It's kind of a mixed-up version of the original, and things get a little zanier as the cat returns to take on the children.
This is my favorite. Are you ready? This was my absolute favorite. I still have my cop. Don't you look! I still have my copies.
Sorry.
I want you to guess which one it is.
Okay, I won't.
When a fox is in the bottle where the Tweedle Beetles battle with their paddles in a puddle on a noodle-eating poodle. This is what they call a Tweedle Beetle Noodle Poodle Bottled Paddled Muddled Duddled
Fuddled Waddled Fox in Socks, sir.
Yes!
Yes, thank you very much.
That was my favorite one. I loved that. I had that book memorized. Because when I was 8, I had a lot of time.
Fuddled Waddled, yes.
Fuddled Waddled. I love it.
I do know that, too. We do a lot of Fox in Socks. Fox in Socks is the quickie, Dr. Seuss. Book that I pick when I desperately need a bedtime to come quicker. We go to Fox and Socks. So this is pretty funny, and you can imagine that Dr. Madam Miss Soiro or whatever she calls herself is going to include the fact that she clapped back at Melania Trump on her gravestone. This is the proudest moment of her life, that she got to write an open letter going after Donald Trump and his wife.
You know what? We got you, Melania. You are more than welcome to come on this show, and we'll read Dr. Seuss with you anytime we want. We should schedule it and have it for the kids, and we'll read Dr. Seuss.
Here's one last suggestion. The Trumps should donate Huckleberry Finn to every library in the country. And just see what happens. I don't know. They might like it.
743 on WMAL.
Anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I am.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
7:45 in the WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. And good morning to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning to you in nation's capital. Here we come, Southeast Southwest Freeway. DC crews giving me the all clear for you on the westbound side as you approach the 3rd Street Tunnel. I know we have this heavy delay coming across the 11th Street Bridge, 295 north of the Beltway. However, like I said, everything's been removed out of the travel lane. So some positive news there. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway, watch for delays to merge on to that 295 backup. And also in on the Douglas Bridge, finding that heavy volume over toward Nats Park, looking for an option alternate getting into town. Elsewhere, to the Wilson Bridge, had the crash interloop near 295, giving us delays pretty solid here before we get to St. Barnabas Road, so expect that delay. On to 66 westbound Nutley Street, the right lane blocked with the crash, and getting better in Centerville, the accident northbound 28 before 66, that's been cleared out of the travel lanes too. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little cooler this morning than yesterday morning. Sunshine 75 later. Tonight mainly clear, 59 for the overnight low. Outside the Beltway will be cooler. Sun and clouds 70 tomorrow. On Sunday, mostly sunny, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 59 fall degrees at 7:46 on WMAL.
How do you take that 401k and make it last in retirement? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini, Sunday mornings at 8 here on WMAL.
We go from Dr. Seuss to poor embattled HHS Secretary Tom Price, not having a good week. He and Megyn Kelly, this is just not their week. It came out last night that he used military aircraft for trips to Africa and Europe this spring and to Asia in the summer at a cost of more than $500,000 to taxpayers. And they bring the total cost to taxpayers of his travels to more than $1 million since May. His wife, Betty, accompanied him on the military flights. Other members of the secretary's delegation flew commercially to Europe. So, not looking good for him. And all of this...
Especially because when the president starts speaking out about it, then you know you've got a problem. This is not just a liberal media conspiracy.
Right. And the president was asked while he was getting on a helicopter about Tom Price and what his thoughts on that.
I am going to see... I'm looking at that very closely. I am not happy with it. I will tell you, I am not happy with it.
Will you fire him? We'll see.
Yeah, you gonna fire him? Well, so the pressure has been on, and when we've noted when the president says we'll see, it usually means that they have a box with your name on it, and they're going to hand it to you to put all of your earthly belongings in as you walk out the door. So last night he announced that he's very sorry. Tom Price has announced it, very sorry, and he is going to reimburse the government, partially reimburse them for the cost of his flights on the charter planes. And we're genius because the other day I said, why can't the president just say to him, look, you're doing a good job. This is unacceptable. You broke the rules. Reimburse us for the difference in cost from a commercial flight to a military flight or a private jet. Reimburse us, and we're all good. So he apparently took my advice.
Once again.
He will be writing a check for more than almost $52,000 to the Treasury Department. He will no longer take private charters at taxpayers' expense, and he will cooperate with the HHS Inspector General. There was an investigation launched last week into his travel practices.
That's true.
So that's good. Well, Tom Price was ambushed by the media, and they asked him, so you think you're getting the box? Here's what he said.
We're gonna work through this, and I think we've still got the confidence of the president, and we continue to work on important issues like flu vaccination.
So he says, I think we got the backing of the president, but yet yesterday Sarah Sanders, when asked about whether how the president feels about this, she said, we have yet to determine whether HHS Secretary Price's use of private planes is a fireable offense. So he thinks he's got the backing of the president.
That's never good.
And Sarah Sanders is like, yeah, we're still working that one out. We're not sure yet.
Never good. Never good when the White House is, like, speculating about it. Like, we can't really give you a clean answer.
Yeah, and yeah. So, and then lastly, he was on with Brett Baer, who will be joining us at 8:35 later in the show. Secretary Price was on with Brett Baer last night to discuss this, and he's going on the mea culpa tour. That's part of it.
You think that you still have the confidence of President Trump. Why do you think that?
We continue to work together, work on the issue of the hurricanes, work on global health security, work on the issue of health reform.
Has he talked to you about this, though?
He's talked about it, and as he has said publicly, he wasn't happy, and he expressed that to me very clearly.
How so?
Just that way. I won't divulge any personal conversations that I've had with the president, but he wasn't happy.
Wow.
He wasn't happy.
That doesn't sound like a fun conversation at all.
No. Poor Tom Price. We barely knew you. Brett Baer will be joining us at 8:35, as I said, to discuss that conversation that he had. He'll tell us about the conversation he had with Tom Price. He'll also give us a roundup of Capitol Hill news. It is now 7:50 on WMAL.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a business phone system. That's right. Grasshopper turns your cell phone into a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use. Get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to you or your team wherever you are. And with our app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. We'll transcribe your voicemails and send them to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're always on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/business. Grasshopper.com/business.
Some nights are special. Some nights you just know it's a Maggiano's night. Maggiano's Little Italy is the place to enjoy family-style excellence. From appetizers and salads that always satisfy, to succulent family-style entrees that put smiles on faces around the table. And now, with the new steakhouse menu, Maggiano's is turning up the heat. Sample flame-kissed steaks, perfectly seasoned chicken, salmon, and more from their world-class steakhouse menu. Maggiano's serves it all up along with shareable appetizers and sides to create the perfect experience. These plated meals start at just $69.95 per person and are available at Maggiano's Friendship Heights only. So get them while they're hot. And don't forget to leave room for Maggiano's distinctly decadent New York cheesecake. There's always more for the family at Maggiano's Little Italy. Check out the new steakhouse menu at Maggiano's Friendship Heights. Make it a Maggiano's night tonight.
7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger back, because the first time wasn't enough, at the CNBC news desk.
Happy Friday, Mary. Good morning. It is the last trading day of the month and of the quarter. Futures are mixed right now, pointing to a mixed open on Wall Street. The major indexes are poised to have their first winning September since 2013. Whole Foods says it's been breached. Credit card numbers stolen if you've eaten or had drinks in their restaurants inside the stores. It says it was limited to that and hasn't affected the grocery payment system. Google is working on a smart screen that sits on your counter
competitor to take on the Amazon Echo Show device. TechCrunch says details are being kept pretty quiet on this. Halloween is coming, and here's a copyright lawsuit over banana costumes. Silvertop Associates makes the Rasta Impasta banana costume. It's suing Kmart and Sears for copyright infringement for selling copies of that banana suit. Today is National Coffee Day. Deals and discounts at many chains, including freebies at Krispy Kreme, but not at Starbucks. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA, National Firearms Museum, presents a special selection of Sharps and Remington single-shot target rifles from the late 1800s. And don't miss the large and extraordinary display of unusual and hard-to-find M1s and related equipment from the Grand Collectors Association. The Nation's Gun Show, this weekend, 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, and trade, Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nation's Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center, Chantilly, Virginia, this weekend. Coupons and more info at showmasters.com.
The 7:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Did you hear? They cleared the crash on the freeway. Update now sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Yes, I'm happy about that, obviously. Westbound side near the 3rd Street Tunnel, that's where we had the crash. It's now cleared, but still watch for delays, especially on the northbound side of 295 getting past NRL and up toward the 11th Street Bridge, still hung up there. To the Wilson Bridge, also had the crash interloop near 295 with delays between Route 5 and St. Barnabas Road to watch for. Heading out of Virginia to the Wilson Bridge, you have a brief hang up for now to get past Telegraph Road due to the crash. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice looking forecast over the next few days. Great weekend coming up. Temperatures finally down closer to the average high, which is in the mid-70s. That's where we go today. Already cooler this morning with a north breeze. We're clear, sunny later. Let's make it 75. Tonight, 59, suburbs cooler. Sun and clouds around tomorrow, near 70 degrees. Sunny Sunday, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 59 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Join the conversation live with Chris Platt, Larry O'Connor, Mary Walter, and Vince Colonnais at WMAL's Free Speech Forum, Sunday, October 15th at the Birchmere in Alexandria. Chris, Larry, Mary, and Vince live on stage discussing all of the highs and lows in politics today. They'll answer your questions and hold nothing back. WMAL's Free Speech Forum, Sunday, October 15th at the Birchmere. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or to charge by phone, call 800-745-3000.
So when I think about the world I want for my children, I want them to be safe. That's why I decided to switch careers and pursue my Master of Science in Cybersecurity. The reason I picked UMUC was because that program had a good reputation in the industry. And now I come home every day and feel like what I'm doing matters. To make a difference for my family, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn your dreams, like Kate Reich's, into reality. University of Maryland University College is designated as a center of excellence in information assurance education by the National Security Agency and the Department of Homeland Security. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your cyber career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Find out how UMUC can work for you. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
American small business owners are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Things are better, but we're not out of the woods yet. And sometimes getting clients to pay on time can be a challenge. Stop waiting on your net 30, 60, and 90-day invoices and get paid right now. Let AmeriFactors help get your business moving. AmeriFactors can get you the cash you need wired to you overnight. And there's nothing to pay back. AmeriFactors simply buys your accounts receivable. And if those clients don't pay on those invoices, AmeriFactors takes the loss, not you. $5,000, $5 million, easy. Just call AmeriFactors. And the best news is that most applicants are approved. Stop waiting on your net 30s, 60s, and 90s and get paid now. That's right. Get the cash you need now with nothing to pay back. AmeriFactors, helping America's small businesses be great again. Call 800-336-6468. That's 800-336-6468. 800-336-6468.
From getting well to living well, Innovation Health puts your health above all. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, we offer lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. Innovation Health is the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Vince, tell the good people what pearls of wisdom will be coming up next.
Well, we got a lot of news from the NFL. It looks like they're slowly starting to rise out of their state of nonsense. So we'll tell you what happened there.
Yeah, I highly doubt that. But also, something very nice happened, and it involved the president, and he's going to get zero credit for it. That will not be in the